on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back. Hey, listen, send us some feedback. Our email address is capitalcityrecap@gmail.com. That's capitalcityrecap@gmail.com. Would love to hear from you, always good or bad. Now, Michigan is still near the top of the list of states for foreclosure filings in the latest report from RealtyTrack. Although, is there any kind of trend, or, and are things generally getting better? To get the latest, I'm joined by Darren Bloomquist, Director of Marketing Communications at RealtyTrack. Welcome to the program, Darren.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
So what is the latest? Are foreclosures showing any sign of slowing down?
Well, there have been actually signs of slowing down over the past 12 months nationwide and in Michigan as well. Unfortunately, we hate to be the bearer of bad news. We think that it's largely an artificial slowing. We've seen nationwide, we've seen several straight months, actually 14 straight months of year-over-year declines in foreclosure activity. That was starting back in October of 2010. And what happened in October of 2010 is the banks got in trouble for allegedly improperly foreclosing on folks using some faulty paperwork and faulty practices, questionable practices. When that hit, that kind of slowed everything down, and the lenders really began to slow down the pace at which they foreclosed. And we believe that has more to do with the slowdown we're seeing rather than an actual improvement in the market.
I see a slowdown. What about the concept of working with homeowners and reducing the mortgage bill and having them stay in the homes? Are banks going about this? Are they willing to do this? Or are they still generally not really cooperating and trying to keep people in their homes?
We do see the banks slowly shifting their stance toward the loan modifications. At first, it seemed like it was more of a in talk only that they were talking about that they had the loan modification programs. We do see more evidence that they're being more aggressive in offering those and more accommodating in allowing for those. However, still, those are in a sense are just making a dent in this foreclosure problem. They're not going to be the silver bullet that stops the foreclosure or gets everybody out of the foreclosure.
Did you have a chance to see 60 Minutes last night?
I did not.
Okay. Yeah. They had an interesting piece about neighborhoods in Cleveland where basically the city is now going in and tearing homes down because they're abandoned, they're ripped apart. You know, people have gone in there and taken the plumbing out. And the point of the piece was that they're saying that banks even are now walking away from properties. They're not maintaining them. They'd rather just throw them away and have them become worthless. Why is that? I mean, why are banks not more interested in maintaining some value? If one, of course, is by keeping people in their homes, than getting a home back and then not maintaining it and essentially letting it go sometimes.
Yeah, that's a great question, and really the reason behind that is the banks, once they foreclose on the property, they are responsible for maintaining that property and marketing that property and reselling it, and that all costs money. And there's a point, you know, these banks are looking at their bottom lines. If the property has a low enough value where the costs involved with maintaining, marketing, and reselling that property are going to be more than they could recover. And so from the sale of the property. And so it just financially doesn't make sense for them to do that. I'm not saying that that's the right thing to do, but financially they're looking at and saying, we don't want to, it's going to cost us more money to foreclose. And so they are, you know, the good thing about what's happening in Cleveland is the city has been proactive about forming a land bank that will deal with these and not just allow these properties to become a blight on the neighborhood. And in some cases, the best thing that they've determined to do is to demolish those properties and so they can create a green space or a park or something like that that will actually improve the value of the neighborhoods as opposed to drag down the values of neighborhoods.
I'm talking to Darren Bloomquist. He's the Director of Marketing Communications at Realty Track. Now, another aspect of the piece was that many people, as we all know now, are walking away from their homes because the value is far below what they owe much more, I should say, than the actual value of the current house, and they don't expect the value to come back. Is there any sign of hope? Is there any reason right now homeowners should maybe reconsider a decision like that at this point in time?
Well, yeah, it's tough to argue against that if a homeowner is so far underwater. I mean, honestly, in some cases, it's going to take years, if not decades, for some of these homeowners to recover the equity that they've lost over the past few years. It is hard to argue that in a sense. However, that's when you need to appeal to the lenders to, it's actually in their self-interest, because if that homeowner walks away, they're going to lose more than if they would agree probably to a loan modification or even to a short sale, which we are seeing lenders become more accommodative to short sales as well, which, again, they don't get the full loan amount back that they were owed. The lender doesn't. However, they are getting something back for that, and then you get a new homeowner in the home who is taking care of it, maintaining it, and to us, that short sale could be a great, sometimes the best option for all the parties involved.
What about home sales in Michigan and across the country? Do you track that kind of data?
Well, we track sales of foreclosure properties specifically, which as a subset of home sales. And so we do see some evidence of those short sales specifically picking up, which is, I think, a good sign. It's a sign that the lenders are, again, becoming more willing to do that short sale before they foreclose. And that's a good thing. If there are willing sellers out there, in a market who will buy at a certain price if those banks can get it sold before the foreclosure, which would be the short sale, then that may be the best option. And you're even seeing there's a few cases they haven't pushed this nationwide, but in Florida there's been some test programs where banks are even paying homeowners to agree to short sale, so a homeowner could get up to, and in Florida, for this, some of these pilot programs, could get up to $20,000 just to walk away from the home and allow a short sale to happen.
Now, a short sale, though, that means you're selling for less than, certainly less than what you want, and probably less than what you owe. So what does the bank usually do then? Do they forgive that the difference?
Yes, they're basically forgiving the difference. Presumably, although if you're a homeowner who's involved in that, you do need to make sure that's the case, and there's not some desire or ability on the part of the lender to go after that difference. It would be called a deficiency judgment, where they can go after, even after you've done a short sale, they could go after the difference there. So you do want to make sure. Usually, that is part of the short sale agreement, is the lender is agreeing to forgive that and not pursue any deficiency.
So the bank somehow saves money by having you having a loss taken as you sell the home and forgiving that, rather than letting it go into foreclosure and selling, buying and selling it for a lower price.
Yes, I mean it's becoming harder and harder for the banks to foreclose, in part because of some of the foreclosure prevention programs, and then in part because of these paperwork and processing issues that have started a year ago and really have ballooned into something pretty serious for the lenders in some cases, where courts are invalidating foreclosures because they're saying the lenders don't have the proper documentation to foreclose. Because of all that, the lenders are saying, okay, it may be too much trouble to even foreclose. It may be better to do a loan modification or a short sale and just short-circuit the whole foreclosure process.
And they're being forced into coming to a compromise with the homeowners. That's fantastic. So one last thing. In terms of, we've seen lower rates of foreclosures, you said, for the last 14 months, year over year. But you said that's not necessarily a good thing. Could we still be looking at several years of fairly high foreclosure rates then?
Yes, it's a good thing in the short term. It's probably adding some stability to the market and giving homeowners more time. It's good for them. It's probably not good in the long term because it means that we're going to prolong the process of honestly dealing with these properties. We're kind of delaying and deferring the foreclosure problem a little bit this year by some of these processing delays. And so that will in turn make the whole housing slump, we believe, linger on for longer than it would have if the lenders had been able to push through foreclosures more quickly.
Darren Bloomquist, Director of Marketing Communications at RealtyTrack. Darren, thank you very much for joining me.
No problem. Thanks, Mike.
And we will be right back to wrap things up. We're going to talk about Christmas shopping and an incident that happened in Ypsilanti where a woman lost $700 worth of gifts for her kids. I'll tell you how that happened, and it'll boggle your mind. That's next time. Michael Cohen, this is 1320 WILS.